All right. Hello, hello. Hello. It's Monday. I don't know why I'm singing. There's this awkward, like long drawn out waiting that takes place before anyone gets on. So I don't know what to do it. A lot of people act like they're so busy. There's so much going on and I have to look busy before everyone gets on. So I'm just organize. I have to look occupied, but I don't have anything I need to do right now. I'll just wait. I could look like I'm super important, busy doing a lot of things before I go live, but I'm not. I'm just here waiting for you guys. So I'll just wait. Come on in. Come on in. Join me. I got Facebook in the house. Hello, you two. How's it going? Good, good, good. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining. I have not gone live in a while. Last time I went live was when the Biden documents started dropping, and I had some theories on that. I don't know if you guys caught that live. I'm also on Rumble. I'm trying Rumble right now, so I thought I'd throw it up, see what happens. Hello, I hope you're having an awesome day. Well, thank you, Loretta. Hello, Sheila on Facebook, Anne on Facebook, Leslie. Northern Vermont. Ooh, are you guys getting some snow? Minnesota, from James in Minnesota. Hello. Okay, what's going on? What's North Dakota in the house? Hello, everyone. Hi from California, Janie. What's up? Let's see here. Jesus is coming very soon. Oh yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like stuff's gonna happen this week. Not like biblical stuff, but I feel like there's something, I don't know, I'm sensing something's up. Especially with the more that we get these Biden drops. I mean, now it's like, it's no big deal now. It's no big deal. It's like we found more documents. It's like, of course you did. Of course you did. And I did a satire on that. You guys need to check it out. I posted it last week about them just finding documents everywhere. And at some point, let's be honest, they're gonna start going into houses. They're gonna start going into Hunter's house. Biden's daughter. I might knock on the door of the Obamas, just say, hey, we'd like to, scope the area if possible. Because these documents now that just broke over the weekend, dating back to his time as senator. First of all, you're not allowed to just take classified documents as a senator. You're supposed to be in a SCIF, which is like highly secured room. To read any kind of documents, you don't just, load them up in your car and drive up to Delaware, throw them in your house or the Penn Center. Oh, and this is something too. Okay, so there's the Biden Penn Center in DC, and Biden keeps saying that he was like a professor at University of Pennsylvania. I think that he thinks the Biden Penn Center in DC is University of Pennsylvania. And like for some reason in his brain, like he thought he was a professor there, but he keeps saying that. So it's like, there's like a twitch happening in his brain. The Biden Penn Center is not University of Pennsylvania, and Biden was not a professor there. So, but he keeps saying he was. But the media doesn't even, and when he says it now, the media just completely ignores it. They're like, he's so funny. He's funny. But they're getting nervous as you watch the mainstream media have to report this stuff. They're like, more documents found. And the fact that he had stuff when he was a senator. Hello. And you're not supposed to have him as a vice president. You're not allowed to declassify as a vice president. And to the trolls, just so you guys know, they're like, well, Trump had like hundreds and hundreds of documents. He had like hundreds of them. And Biden has only had like a few, even though they keep finding more documents of Biden. But they're like, so like Trump had so much more. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that Trump had so much more documents or he had so many more documents. It matters what's in those documents, okay? What's in the documents and whether you're allowed to even have them. And Biden wasn't allowed to have them. So this is getting interesting. Like I mentioned, if we keep hearing the mainstream media reporting on this, that's a big deal. I personally think that Biden wants to run again and the powers at play don't want him to run again. They're like, no, we used you. We got everybody to mail in vote during COVID. You were able to campaign from your basement. Everybody thought you were a moderate, and you served your purpose, Joe. Now on out to the pasture, or you know. And I also think that they think that some stuff's going to come out in congressional hearings with Hunter Biden. So they've used Joe. They're done with him. They're done with him. That's what I think. I think that they want someone else for 2024. So they're like, yeah, throw the guy under the bus. We're done with him. That's my personal take. I could be wrong. We'll just have to watch this unfold. I'd like to hear you guys' thoughts in the comments, what you think. The House hasn't started anything yet, no. For the border, not yet, no. So our border is still just a hot mess. Thousands and thousands pouring into our border. There's just too much to talk about. So I'm going to run through a few things. And this is another thing. Okay, so all these documents are being found with Biden. And then in the meantime, Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, is stepping down. Now, maybe he's just stepping down because he's tired and wants to spend more time with his family. Or maybe he's like, dude, this is a ship. This ship is sinking. It's time to get out. Like, I'm done. We're done. You know, maybe he knows what's really happening. So he's stepping down, resigning. And the guy that they're putting up to fill the spot, his name is Jeff Zients or whatever. And he was the COVID czar. Do you guys remember when this dude, he stood up, okay, and he gives this grim speech about the unvaccinated. And he says, let's quote it. He goes, "The unvaccinated, you are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm." This was Jeff Zients, the new chief of staff for Biden. So he pushed this whole thing. He's still pushing this whole thing and vilified, absolutely vilified the people that did not want to take an experimental substance and put it in their body. Like, we're just no thank you. No thank you. Let's just let it run out. I mean, and this is another thing. I don't know if you guys follow Scott Adams on Twitter and YouTube. He's got a pretty big following. He is the cartoonist for Dilbert, but he's very political. And he has been like pro jab for since it happened. And he's conservative for the most part, and he's been all in for it. Like, you know, if you don't take it, it doesn't make sense. And all of these things, like, I've always been arguing it for it, like the former president still arguing for it. And we're going to talk about that shortly because I've got some thoughts on that. But has been saying for years, you know, you should take it, and, you know, not taking it is stupid and not wise. And then yesterday, over the weekend, he admitted that the people that have chosen not to take it are actually the winners. And I wrote on there, I don't want to say winners because, and I didn't take it, but I don't, and they labeled us anti-vax. And I want to clarify, I'm not anti-vax, like, across the board. I think that I do believe in science. I do believe in modern medicine. I do believe that some have really helped. And I know people that are anti-vax are like, oh, they're all poison. That's great. That's great. I like to see things tested over a very long period of time. And I like to see results. And I like to see if we're going to call it. So I got to be so careful because I'm on, like, social media. So I can't say VA, you know, because then they'll suppress me. But most of those stop transmission and infection, right? Like, that's why you get it. This doesn't. What we're dealing with now doesn't, okay? And there's a lot of red flags going off everywhere, if you haven't noticed. And so I do see some of it as beneficial before the mRNA stuff. Like, I'm not completely anti all of it. I'm anti most of it, if we're clear here. But I don't want to be labeled that because that's not true. Like, it's just not true that you're just across the board anti everything. Just because you won't take one thing doesn't make you anti all of it. Also, I guarantee you, everyone that did not take it out there has loved ones that did, have people that you care about that did. And now we have to be very concerned for them. So it's not like, oh, we're just like, hey, having a party over here. This is not good. This is not good for anybody. And Scott Adams said that, you know, we're the winners, but I don't want, it's not a winner loser thing to me. It's terrible what has happened. And it's terrible that our government forced this junk on people and they felt like they had no choice. That's what's terrible. It's terrible that the Biden administration used OSHA, tried to use OSHA before they were shut down by the Supreme Court, tried to use OSHA to force people to inject themselves with something that they did not feel comfortable with. I mean, what? I can't believe we went through that as a country. I cannot believe that we went through that. It still seems like just a nightmare to me. And now we're witnessing all sorts of extremely concerning things. And it's because people didn't stand up. Most people were like, okay, you know, just we'll do what we say, do what you say. Stop. We have to learn from this, guys. We have to learn from this, and we have to learn that you don't just roll over and let the government tell you to do whatever. You cannot do that. We're done if we allow anything like this to ever happen again, ever again. And we've got globalists and the heads of major corporations and world leaders that would love to do this again. Okay. People that taste power have like a craving for it. Like, it's not like they then want more. They're not like, oh, that was good. That was fun. That was fun. That was a good time. So you guys remember 2020 and 2021 and 2022? It was so fun. Like, we forced people to do stuff they didn't want to do, and we had all the power. They tasted it and they will not stop. They want it and they want more and more and more. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so we need to hold these people accountable, and we need to never, ever, ever, ever be foolish enough to, oh, let's slow the spread and shut down for 2 weeks or just do anything stupid like that. You do not move an inch ever, 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 ever. You draw the line and you don't budge. Okay. Because people in power, people in government want more. They're never going to be satisfied. They're always going to want more. So it's just an absolute nightmare. And this just in today, the FDA has said that they want to require the jab yearly. You can't make this stuff up. Okay. So people need to fight back on that. But you know, FDA is in bed with Big Pharma. It's all just connected, and it's just incestual, and it's disgusting. And we just got to continue to pray that the truth comes out. And it is. I mean, if you're paying attention, it's coming out. And I do want to hit on this because my family and I, we're going back and forth in a debate. Often we do this, and I talk to my husband. He completely disagrees with me. He's like, no, that's stupid. That's just, you know, Rachel, it's like your conspiracy theory again. Just stop it. Stop it. But I just have to mention that Damar Hamlin, thank God he's doing better. Praise God. Oh, that was a miracle. I was praying so hardcore on January 2nd when I saw that all go down. Literally like praying so hard. And I knew people across the globe were praying. And he was at the Bills game yesterday is what they showed. They showed him at the Bills game, but he had a mask on. He had a hoodie on, and it was hard to see him. It was hard to see him. And I just would like to say that I wish we could have got a clear shot at him, like a clear picture of him. Because like now conspiracies are flying rapidly because it's like, well, why didn't we get a clear picture of him? Why didn't he make a statement? And my husband's like, we did see him. He was in the clubhouse. Like we saw him, and he was like clapping, and he was fine. And I was like, well, did you see his face? And he's like, well, yeah, we saw the backside of it. And I was like, well, and then like they showed like a blurry picture of him, like, cause it's snowing, and I get it. It's snowing crazy. It's global warming. We're getting tons of snow. They showed him like riding in a golf cart, and he had his, you know, mask on and everything like that. Now my sister's a nurse, and she's like, you know, if he's short on oxygen, and that's what we've been told, she goes, you wouldn't put a mask on him, because they need as much oxygen as possible, especially if he's still getting help with his oxygen. And she's a nurse, and she was telling me all this stuff. And she goes, also, she goes, when you do CPR, she goes, you break ribs, like, especially if you're doing it for that long, you're going to break some ribs. And he was very mobile. He was very mobile. And she goes, she would think that he'd be pretty sore, not quite able to do those moves that he was doing. So she's going back and forth. My dad's on there. He's like arguing. He's like, Mom, that doesn't make sense. Why would they even do that? Like, so there's just this huge discussion going on this morning with my family. And I'm thinking about it That's all I'm saying. I'm thinking about it. It seems a little different. And all I'm saying is I would have liked a clear picture. Like I would have liked a clear face picture because, and just do that. Just do that so conspiracies don't fly. I mean, it's like they set it up for conspiracies. Like they set it up so just stop it. Stop it. So that's what I have to say on that. And we'll just see what happens with that. Also, I'm just kind of running through the news with you guys because I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in a while. But over the weekend, Kamala Harris came out and wanted to give praise to Roe v. Wade. And though it's been overturned, thank God, praise God. She wanted to, you know, we're still trying to fight. And she left out, she quotes the Declaration of Independence and leaves out life. So she just says liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And I'll tell you, if you have our world leaders leaving out life when they're quoting the Declaration of Independence, I think that says so much. I mean, I don't know how you can be on Team Biden and Team Harris when your team doesn't support life. Like you can't even say the words. Like you have to leave them out because you know that abortion is snuffing out the life of an unborn human baby inside the womb. So now you're just completely leaving out the words life. That's where we're at. That's where the left is at, guys. They're not even saying life anymore. And it wasn't an accident. It was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If she doesn't know that, she shouldn't be vice president. Okay. It was an intentional thing. And she left out life. And you can't support that. And as a Christian, I'm just going to say it. You cannot support that. You cannot support abortion. You cannot stand by that stuff and say that you align with the creator of life and your life and your heart belong to Jesus while you're supporting politicians that are supporting the killing of unborn babies. You can't, you just can't. That's the truth. That's the truth. And the truth hurts and it convicts. And I'll tell you, if you're going to a church and you're not sitting in church on Sundays or whenever you go to church and you're not feeling conviction, you're not feeling a little uncomfortable when the word is coming at you, you need to go to another church because you're sitting in a fluffy church with a pastor that's not full of the Holy Spirit, that's not preaching the word of God. And if you're not in a church where they're not preaching the word of God, you're dying inside. You're dying inside. You need the Holy Spirit. You need life. You need conviction. You need to say, you know what? I need to get right. I sat in church yesterday and my pastor was preaching. He's preaching on the Ten Commandments. And I was like, I need to do some things different. You know, I need to get some stuff right. Maybe I'm spending too much time doing this or this is taking me away from more time with God. Maybe I need to get right here. You need to have conviction in your life. No one has arrived. No one has arrived, but we're on our way to getting better and to improving. But it's all for glory, for the glory of God. It's all to better your life and walk with Jesus. And so if you're not getting convicted when you're sitting in church, find another church. That's what I have to say. Because there are too many Christians out there that are voting for people that are supporting the killing of unborn babies. And that needs to stop. It needs to stop now. So, but that's Kamala Harris for you. That's Kamala. So, also Tim Allen, this is just now breaking. Like it's just all over the place. Pamela Lee Anderson still, or is that knocked off? I don't know. But when I was a kid, it was Pamela Lee Anderson. When I watched Home Improvement, I watched it as a kid. Well, she's saying that while she was on the set of Home Improvement, that Tim Allen flashed her. Okay. I find this interesting that this is just suddenly coming out now. How long ago was Home Improvement? Like it was like 20 something, 25 years ago, 20 years ago. I don't know. And now you're just suddenly saying this. I will note that Tim Allen is a very popular conservative, that is successful in Hollywood. And that is not liked in Hollywood. Lived there. Spent quite some time in Hollywood, worked for major celebrity. Everyone on here would know who they are. And these people are lost, broken people that are completely void of any kind of joy. Like, they have everything and yet they have nothing. They're miserable. And they're left. They're far left. You have to be shut your mouth conservative to work out there. And props to Tim Allen, because he's not a shut your mouth conservative. He's very vocal. So I find this very suspect. I'm not going to say that it didn't happen because I wasn't there. I don't know. God knows. But I find it suspect. You know, this all-out attack on Tim Allen now. And he actually he's doing some stuff for Disney, if I'm correct. He's doing some stuff for Disney and trying to kind of like move them a little bit more center, because they've just gone completely woke. And, you know, it would be, you know, if someone is going to move someone more center, you probably go after that person because you want to stay woke. So we'll just watch this develop. I don't know if it's going to get crazier or if it's just going to fizzle out. Antifa just went all crazy this weekend in Atlanta. They went nuts. And the non-binary daughter of House Whip Catherine Clark was arrested. Doesn't surprise me. So that happened. And why is Antifa going crazy? It's to distract from other things, right? But it was funny because CNN covered some of this. And they covered it like they covered the riots, the 2020 riots. They were like, it's not that violent. Like, as like things are exploding behind them, cars are on fire, people are being arrested, just mobs, just giant fights happening. They're like, it's just, you know, it's a disagreement. Not really. It's not too bad. They did the same thing with the protests over 2020. It's terrible. Okay. It's complete anarchy. And Antifa needs to be shut down immediately. They're just, back before, like, I had a following, really, I did a video on Antifa. I was an Antifa member, in this satiric, post I did. I should reshare that, 'cause it was funny. It was, I thought I was so cool, and I was living in my parents' basement. I was wearing my black stuff, and yeah, I got to find that. It's been a while since I did that. Also, absolutely horrible. A mass murder in Los Angeles. I'm sure you guys have heard about this. Killing 10 right outside of Los Angeles. And the story will fizz quickly because it wasn't a white male. And it wasn't, I'm hearing, it was not an assault weapon used. So the left is not going to talk about it. Like, you're not going to see Biden fly out to Los Angeles talking about how this is happening way too much and we need to take everybody's weapons. And the hate crime needs to stop. And this is hateful because it wasn't a white person. It was an Asian male that did this, allegedly did this. And the left they won't touch it. And that, I mean, does not say so much, like, right? Like, it's a huge story if it fits the narrative. But if it doesn't fit the narrative, it's just completely quiet. It goes dark. And by the end of this week, it'll be not mentioned ever again. But if it did fit the narrative, if it was like huge rifles used and it was just, you know, and if it was a white male and if, you know, they were a Trump supporter, it would be endless coverage on this right now. Like, endless coverage right now, which it's not. It's not, because it doesn't fit the narrative. So the story will slowly it'll just fizzle out. We got to call this stuff out. Like, when you see it, call it out. All right, let's see here. Oh, and then FBI, this just broke just like in the last 30 minutes. An FBI agent, Charles McGonigal, who investigated the Trump-Russia collusion narrative. Like, he, FBI agent Charles McGonigal, he's like, I will look into this Trump-Russia collusion. I'm sure it's taking place. And we, how often, guys, did, oh my gosh, like, since the inauguration of Trump in 2017, it was nonstop Trump-Russia collusion. Like, people were like, Trump is a Russian spy. Trump only got in because he's best friends with Putin and Putin rigged the election. I mean, we heard Hillary talk over and over about Russia's involvement. And it turned out to be nothing, right? Nothing ever was proven that anything like that happened. It didn't happen. There was no Trump-Russia collusion. And yet the FBI, like, launched this whole thing. And we had Mueller in on it. Like, oh, I'll look into it, you know? And it was just all a bunch of crap. But this guy, this FBI agent, has just been arrested for colluding with Russia. So, I mean, they literally do what they're blaming the other side is doing. They're doing it. They're like, you're guilty of this, while they're doing it. It's so obvious. And it's happened time and time and time again. So, Charles, FBI agent, has been arrested for colluding with Russia. Okay, so I think that's kind of what I wanted to cover. Now, I do want to talk about some stuff because, and I'll leave it here because I've been going for a while now. I mean, my goodness, I just, 25 minutes in, this is nuts. But I do have to address Trump still supporting the, okay, I have to, because I've been on this train for too long. And I feel like I need to say something because I haven't said much. To clarify, I worked on Trump's campaign in 2016. I was a co-chair for the state of Colorado on the women's vote and millennial vote. I was on the train before most of you on here. So you're gonna hate some of what I say, but don't come at me telling me I'm never Trump. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay. Because I dealt with real never Trump in 2016. So, and I have lost family and friends for supporting the man. But I do not support what he's saying now with the vaccine. Don't. I don't. Needs to stop. Needs to stop now. I'm completely opposed to it. Like, there comes a time where you have to look up and look around and acknowledge what is happening and say, maybe we need to press pause. Maybe I shouldn't keep touting this thing. And I know, well, he never said you had to. He never said you had to. He just said it's up to you. I got it. But there are some people that if you're saying it's okay, they'll do what you say is okay, right? You bear some responsibility for that. So, I mean, just hold your tongue. Hold your tongue. Let's just let things unfold here. I don't understand why we're continuing to push this thing. Like, stop it. That's what I have to say. I have to say, stop it. Enough. I don't support it. And I don't think anyone should be pushing it. Yes, it's totally up to you whether you want to take something and put it in your body. I get that. But don't continue to say you saved hundreds of millions of lives. You can't prove that. You don't know if that happened. And you don't know long-term effects. And I think that they're going to come back and use this against him. The writing is on the wall for me. And I don't know why the people around him can't see it. But they're going to let more unfold. The fact that the CDC last week came out and said, hey, we're going to look into whether this thing causes strokes. The fact that they said that they're going to look into it means that the CDC is seeing stuff we're not even aware of yet. Okay. And they're now going to launch an investigation onto possible side effects that are very serious, life-threatening. The fact that the CDC is saying this, it says something to me. Okay, they haven't even touched on heart issues yet, guys. And I believe that they'll slowly trickle out more. I believe the CDC will be like, oh, we're also going to launch an investigation into possible heart stuff. We're going to do that as well. We're going to do that as well. And then they're going to circle back and say, you know what? This shouldn't have been rushed. Shouldn't have been rushed. We rushed it. They shouldn't have rushed it. And because they rushed it, look at what's happening. Shouldn't have rushed it. And they're going to come back and blame Warp Speed. That's what I think is going to happen. And I think it could hurt. It could really damage. So just slow walk it. Like, just slow it down. Yeah, you did Warp Speed. And then also, like, let's just think about this. Is the FDA your friend? Because he continues to say, I was able to get the FDA to do this and do that. And we moved red tape and we moved that. The FDA was doing that not to help you. I don't think that they were doing that for him to help him. I think they were doing it to hurt him. I mean, that's what I think. I don't see the FDA as like my buddies or my friends. I think they did that because they know it puts it in really questionable territory, which we're seeing now. So again, some of these calls that are being made, it comes back to the people that are surrounding Trump. I watched in 2017, terrible advisors picked. Absolutely horrible people to surround yourself with that were not good, that were corrupt, that were in it for the wrong reasons, that weren't really loyal or honest enough to say, hey, this isn't right or do this differently. Tons of people that were appointed that shouldn't have been appointed in the Trump during the Trump presidency. I'm like falling short on some of the names, but I'm like, oh my gosh, you picked that guy as press secretary. Scaramucci as press secretary? Like what? Tillerson for secretary of state? Like just so many that I'm like, no. And that's not good. You have to be wise on who you surround yourself with. You have to be wise on who you take advice from, right? Who you, show me your friends. I'll show you your future. The people you fellowship with, the people that you surround yourself with will steer you. And I think that he's getting bad advice. Now people are like, oh, it's a bigger plan. He's got a bigger plan. He's outsmarting all of them. Hopefully. I hope that's it. Maybe he's just outsmarting everybody. But from my perspective, I don't like what I'm seeing. And I'm not going to stand on the sidelines and just wave and clap my hands without saying, slow the roll. Like just put a pause on it. Put a pause on it. And that's my stance on it. That's where I stand. Now I get some people are not going to like what I have to say, and you can come at me with your never Trump stuff because that's just bull. Because if you followed me, you know that I'm not. But liking someone, and this is something too, like you can like someone and support someone, but you can completely disagree with some of the decisions they make. And that's me. I'm not all in on anyone. And right now, I don't support anyone. I'm watching this whole thing play out. I really am. Because there were decisions made 2 weeks to slow the spread. Totally never should have happened. There were decisions made that I completely disagree with. And still, to be still pushing this, still, it bothers me. It bothers me. And that's coming from a Trump supporter after several years. And somebody that has made satirical video after satirical video in support of this man, and has lost family and friends over this man. So that's where I stand. And like me or hate me, but I have to be honest with you guys. I can't be someone that just says what I think you want to hear. That's not who I am. That's not who I am. And I'm not going to do that. And I'm not doing this for a huge following. And I'm not doing this for, any kind of future endeavor. I feel called to this. I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. And if God opens doors or doesn't open doors, so be it. But that's why I do what I do. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. So, yeah. And I know I'm going to get some love mail and hate mail, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll take it. If everybody loves you, you're not making a difference. So, discernment, you have to have discernment. I mean, let's discernment through the entire 2020 all the way till now. Praise God for that. And actually, when I was in church yesterday and I was just like during worship, like, cause somebody's like, you know, why did you make the decisions you made? Like all through, we were making big decisions. Every single individual out there over 2020, 2021, 2022, we're making big decisions. And like Trump everyone's making big decisions, but we were making big decisions for our lives, for our families, for our futures. And they were like, not just like whimsical choices. Like you had to like really pray on it. And I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. And I'm so thankful for discernment, because it is absolutely critical to have discernment in the times that we're living in right now. You can't just toss it to the wind. You have to really be discerning and prayerful about the choices you're making, what you're hearing, what the media is feeding you, what culture is feeding you, what society, all of it, what the educate, I mean, all of it, what everything that's coming at you, it's very difficult to filter, to say, okay, this is the truth, this isn't the truth, or I don't know if I'm hearing the truth, or where, what is the truth? Get along with God. Get along with God. Shut out the noise and pray on it. Pray on it. That is what will give you the peace. And then make the decision. There's peace. There's peace in Jesus. There's peace when you make the right decision. It can be uncomfortable and it can be difficult, but there is an underlying peace that passes all understanding. I remember as a kid when I'd be making a decision, or in high school or college, I talked to my parents. I'd be like, what, I don't know what to do. And my mom would always be like, just pray on it. And where there is peace, because God is not the author of confusion. If you're confused or conflicted, or that's not God, God's not in that. Take a break and pray on it. Especially as, I mean, and I do still feel like more stuff is going to happen. I feel like this is going to be kind of an interesting week, but pray on it. And I do pray that Trump gets some good people around him, gets some good prayerful people around him that are discerning, that are wise. We are to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We're not to be quickly reactionary. That's not what we're supposed to do. Okay. A lot of the people, the choices that were made during COVID were reactionary. People were making quick reaction decisions instead of just saying, hey, just stop for a second. And let's look at 1 year out, 2 year out, 3 year out. What does this look like? What does this look like? I mean, my husband and I had to have some real honest heart-to-heart conversations during that time. There was incredible pressure. And I can't go into detail, but there was incredible pressure at that time. But we put a pause on it. Put a pause on it. So that's what I have to say. That's what I have to say with Trump. That's what I have to say with just everyone here watching. Just don't jump so fast, right? It's not healthy. It's not wise. And I'll leave you with that for this week. But that's kind of a rundown on what's going on. I hope to do something funny, because people need humor. They need funny. We all do. So hopefully something pops up over this week that I can kind of work on. But I'm thankful for you guys. God bless you guys. I got a little, who is this? Who did that? Racy, a super sticker. Thank you so much from YouTube. God bless you. I thank you for your support. All right, you guys, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Share this video and have a wonderful week, and we'll talk soon. Bye, guys.